Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Catherine. We're back for another healing session, and I have some very exciting and wonderful news for you and for all of you. And also, we're going to do some special protection exercises before we start today. But first, let's see, where shall I start? Phyllis?
Yeah, hi, everybody. I'm here.
Ready to go. Okay. So this is Phyllis Livingston, who is a healer and also our co-host. So I'm delighted to have her here to help out. We're still working on setting up the systems for this project, which has turned out to be enormous, as some of you may have guessed. We have hundreds of people on every call. We're doing, although we're only healing one person at a time, theoretically, I am beginning to get emails from many people, and it's even hard for me to keep track of this. Many people who are saying, I feel better already, so you can take me off the list, which is really exciting. So people who had been on the waiting list are no longer in need of healings. So what I'm asking is that people send me, and I will print them out so I have them permanently, a comment, a brief description of what your problem was and how you know you're better. And they're starting to come in. So we've only been doing this about a week and a half. And the people who were, many of the people who were first on the list had very chronic, very difficult problems. And I'm already beginning to get some reports of healings. So, and I think Phyllis's son is one of those people, and we'll gladly hear from him when he's available. But I have one here that I want to read to all of you that I think is just so exciting. This was the first person on the first healing day. His name is Carl. And he said, the first night of the healing, I did have spasms. Oh, I should tell you what his problem was. He had terrible spasms and intense pain in his legs, could barely walk, was walking with a cane, but was in constant pain. So here is his report. The first night after the healing, I did have spasms and did not take the drugs for it because I was feeling healed. I was up all night with the spasms, but that is okay. The next night, I was advised by a friend to go ahead and take the medication as a transition step. I'm very glad to report the next three nights, I have had absolutely no pain or spasms in my leg. This has never happened before. Thank you so much. I'm firmly on the path of totally being healed and getting rid of my cane. Of course, he has to build up the strength in his legs now. And he's saying, I will be taking part in your healing calls to continue this process. For about 15 years, I've had these stabbing pains and spasms, and it is so nice to be free from that. God bless you. And also to the Arcturian Sananda and Master Saint Germain, and of course to all the healers, my gratitude is enormous. That's Carl from California. no more pain, no more spasms. That is really exciting. I knew him, had contact with him before we did the healings, and I know that he was really in trouble and was just having a hard time even keeping going in his life because he was in so much pain. So it's gone. It is done. And I look forward to hearing more of those. It seems that the power of our healing and the tremendous effect we've had by doing these healings has also attracted the attention of the dark side. So those gnarly minions who are still left on the planet have made quite an effort to interfere. So I was attacked, and I think maybe some of you heard that. I was attacked by a reptilian entity that attached to my brainstem and my spine and created symptoms, which I'm going to describe carefully to you, because in case any of you are feeling these symptoms, we can remove this thing. I had pains in my neck all the way down to my shoulders. I had a strange kind of nagging headache, tiredness, and just general overall feeling antsy and agitated. So this entity that the healers who are helping in this project and who are helping me personally were able to remove it. And then I had a visit this morning by a therapy client, who described the same symptoms. And I helped to remove one of these entities for her. And it was the same structure, the same system. It was a black box, and behind the black box was this nasty reptilian creature with tentacles and, you know, teeth and claws and just an ugly thing. So apparently there is a technology that the dark ones have produced and perfected where they can implant these nasty little objects. And I think they go after anyone who declares themselves as a healer and as a light worker, which we all have done. So henceforth, we are going to do an exercise right in the beginning of every session that we do, and I want to encourage everyone on the call to do this exercise every day and twice a day, just in case. Now, I'm also going to tell you that I was fed up with this creature, and I contacted Prime Creator, and I declared that we are clearing the earth of these entities who are interfering with us. It is time that they be gone. And I called on the power of Prime Creator and Mother, Father, God, and my I Am presence to eliminate these troublemakers who are intent on evil. And it is time for us to be free of these nasty characters. And I ask that everyone on this call, on any of these calls, and everyone around the world immediately have any remaining implants, interference from dark forces, that they be removed immediately. I expect that many of you are going to feel better. And you're going to feel dramatically better. So I'd like to hear from anyone who felt the effects of that healing, which I called for about 10 minutes ago. And if anyone on the call is feeling any effects of any of this, you know, either the having one of these implants or feeling free, we'd like to hear from you. So if you have any information about something that has happened to you or your own healing, we would like to hear about it, so you can raise your hand. And Phyllis will keep track of those who are calling in, and we'll try to get to everybody who calls in. So we have 16 callers, and on these calls we've had more than 100 healers. So we have tremendous power here. We're also, of course, for anyone who's new, we're also getting help from Father God, Mother Father God, Archangel Michael, Sananda, Saint Germain, all the angels that everyone brings with them, their own higher self, and everyone else who would like to help with this project. We invite all of those powerful healers from the light to join us today and to help us to create these healings in such a way that people will be completely healed and well, and that they can take charge of their own health from then on and henceforth be completely in full health. So first we're going to do the healing exercise, or the protection exercise, so that all of us are protected, which we need to do anyway, just in case they come up with some other form of darkness that hasn't yet been removed, we'll be protected. So we're going to create the column of light. And Phyllis, are you there?
I am here.
You are here. I would like for you to do this exercise or to help with it in the future. It's the one that Ashtar gave us on the internet. Are
yes.
you familiar with that?
Well, I'm working on it. It's I have some questions about it. I don't think that I could lead it at this point, but I am learning it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we'll look forward to you being able to do it in the future, so you can be in charge of our protection exercise in the beginning of these calls.
I will be glad to do that.
Okay. So we'll do it now for everyone who's listening. It's very important that every one of you be protected and in the light, and it also gives you more power to focus on the healings. So we are going to picture yourself standing surrounded by light, a column of light. Ashtar called it a pillar of light, and he called it the protection of all protections. So this will protect us from any kind of darkness, anything that is of the dark. So if you put your arms out, stretched full out, picture that space around you, and then 3 more feet. So you have a cylinder around you that is up to 9 feet. And the top of the cylinder is open to the light. And picture what I picture is my higher self right there and my image. You don't have to use this, of course. I kind of play with these things, but it was amusing to me. I picture God's breath. God is breathing into my higher self, and I'm receiving the light and the energy and the love that is God's breath. So I am breathing God. And in this cylinder of light, you are completely surrounded and inside and out filled with light and love. So you should feel your skin tingling, your heart overflowing with love, your whole body receiving the sensations of light and love. So it's just coursing down through your body, all the way down through the chakra line, but also into every cell in your body, and then into the earth. so the top and the bottom of this cylinder are open because, of course, the earth is light as well. And when you channel this light from Creator, it flows down through you and flows into the earth and also heals the earth. And there's an endless supply. But if you're tired, you've had a difficult day or maybe not enough sleep, you can close the bottom of your pillar, which is about 3 feet below your feet. You can close it, and then it just fills up with light. And you can get a more intense concentration so that you're just immersed in this wonderful feeling of light and love. And then when you feel yourself, it's like a transfusion. When you feel yourself restored, you can open the bottom again and let it flow through your feet. It's a very simple exercise. Oh, I left one thing out. Picture the outer rim of your pillar is like a shell that is impermeable to darkness. No darkness can enter this pillar of light. And also, when you're with someone you're close to and they come into your presence, then they're inside your protective light pillar as well. So, feel yourself encased in light and love and completely protected. Okay. Now, we are all ready. So,
Catherine?
Yes.
We have just a little over an hour for healing, and we have two questions. Do you want to hold them for the end and do healing, or how would you like to handle that?
Well, they may be people who are here to be healed, so let's just check in with them quickly.
Okay. All
right. And we'll ask them to be very brief.
Yes. All right. Area code 651. Ending in 2736. I'm opening your line. All right.
Catherine, this is Pat from Wisconsin, and I just wanted to tell you that I did have that same problem with the entities, just that I felt like I had cutting pain in my legs. I am normally a very patient person, and I just felt so irritated with my children. I was snapping at them. But, you know, I realized what it was, and right away asked Prime Creator to remove this, that it wasn't welcome here, it had to go, it needed to leave, and that worked. You know, and it was like
good.
2 days of pain in my leg. So, yeah. So, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for telling us that. Okay. So, it worked. Call on whoever you work with, and you will have it removed. Thanks,
thank
Pat.
That's just wonderful. All right, the next caller is area code 651, ending in 2736. Oh, we just...
Yep.
All right, would you mind clicking 1 on your telephone so you'll take your hand down? Pat?
Okay. That's all right. They have her on hold now.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, that's it. We had two calls. Here's another caller. 415, ending in 6962. I'm opening your line, and you are on.
Hi. Can you
hear
me?
Your name, please?
Yes. It's Carrie Ellen Sedona.
Okay.
Last Tuesday, I went to do my healing work on a really good healer here in Sedona, and it wasn't working, so she had to turn around and do a healing on me. And she said there was a big band around my third eye that she had to remove. And also, I was always doing the pillar, but I never get headaches, and I had headaches. And I thought I forgot to open the pillar back up, and that was what was causing my headaches. But now that I heard what happened with Catherine, I was kind of putting it together a little bit, but I'm not sure.
Well, you know, do stay with us here, and we'll, as we do the healings, you can call on your team, and mm-hmm. ask them to remove this.
Okay. I will do
yeah,
that.
I have heard of someone else who had a band around their third eye. So that may be another form that they're trying to use to interfere with us. We're
she
not going to let
it. She said it was like metal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two people picked it up. A healer with sound and a different healer. Both told me that.
If you have any problem getting rid of it, contact me and I will send you on to another person who's a real expert in this.
Well, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for all you're doing. Thank you.
Okay. Hang on and we'll do some good work here. All right, we're going to put you on hold now. Did we get to everyone?
We have one more caller.
One more call.
Area code 267 ending with 5220. I'm opening your line now, and you're on. Your name?
Thank you so very much. This is Anne Vogler calling from Orland, Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to send on messages that I've been getting. One was this morning from Mother Father God about the, showing me the difference between my thoughts and their messages, and that there is a distinct difference. One is filled with love, and the other is more the training from our education. The other thing is that there are people in surgeries today, and there are people who have been contacting me, telling me they want to give up and die. I don't know if that means that they are ready to ascend or give up the 3D orientation. And let's see, there was one other thing.
It may mean that they're being attacked by a dark entity.
Perhaps. And last night, for the last few nights, I've sensed that there are sort of crouching dark tigers, you know, whatever you want to call it, in the shadows that are making themselves known, sort of like more of a growl thing, but not audible, but trying to let me know that they're around. So what I did was I did the pillar of light, and I said the charge with Herculean strength and intensify this light. This column of light, and you know, it's like you just feel so safe. It works. So thank you, Ashtar. And so I would like to just put in a special request for people who are giving up and people who are in surgery this day and to recover.
Yes.
And heal.
Yes. We're going to send a healing pulse at the end to all of those people. So our time is limited today. So
thank you.
We're going to move on and take
Thank
on
you.
Some of these cases we have on, what did I call it, on deck. Now, I have sent emails to these people, so I'm hoping that they'll be there. I've had a little trouble keeping track. Some people wrote to me and said, please put me in on an evening, or I can't do this time, or I'm not. It's very hard for me to do those individual things. I'm still figuring out how I can do that. So since we have more than 300 people on the list, forgive me if I don't remember from one day to the next the messages you've sent me. Maybe Phyllis can help me with this. If I get special requests like I can't be there this time, but I can be there another time, we do want people to be here if they can be. But if they can't, they will still receive the healing. All right, so let's go on. And Phyllis, I appreciate it if you remind me if I've forgotten anything.
No, you're doing great. And as far as forgiving you, you're forgiven for everything. You're just perfect. I just want to apologize to all these people who are raising their hands with questions. I mean, we really have to start the healing. I hope we can get to you. We'll try.
Yes, we will try. All right, I have Daniel on deck, and Daniel is describing central vascular deficiency. His arteries and veins, apparently, arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis, and mini strokes. So he has shortness of breath, headaches, and the blood and oxygen is blocked from flowing. This is chronic and lifelong, and his current condition is severe. Well, Daniel, we would like to heal you immediately of this problem. So let's call in the team. And this also sounds like something that they can absolutely can heal immediately. Blockages. It sounds like it may also be a blood thickening problem. So let's see what the team says. We call in Jesus, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, the angels, Father, Mother, God, I think we should probably mute you, Phyllis. There's a sound in your background.
Okay.
Like a machine running.
Wait a minute. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Yeah, that was what it was. All right, so the Arcturians are here with their team. They have their wands that look like laser light wands. Yes, they're saying yes, that's what it is. And they're going to do a cleansing, but of the sort that will clear away any blockages. It's going to clean his entire vascular system right down to the smallest capillary to clear and free all these blockages in his arteries and veins. And, of course, he's been having shortness of breath if the blood isn't flowing properly, and headaches from the blood clotting and not flowing freely. Now, Daniel has a severe problem, so he's going to feel immediate relief when they clear and heal his vascular system. They're working with these wands. There are several of them doing it. He has three Arcturians working. One is starting with the feet, one at his brain, and one doing his arms and his trunk. One starting from the heart. So now I see four. And they're all working with these wands to clear and heal. They're also working with the brain to correct whatever this imbalance was that was creating the problem. They're working on glands in the brain and also adrenal glands. If Daniel wasn't stressed before, he would be by the symptoms that he's having. So they're saying that Daniel's part in this is going to have to be that he needs to work with himself now to accept the healing, to really sink into this wholeheartedly, this sense that you are being healed, you're being taken care of, and the effect is going to be that these problems are completely removed. But it will then be Daniel's work, as Carl just described with his healing. It will now be Daniel's work to maintain the healing, to not put it back, to not anticipate that it will come back, but rather to raise your vibration, which he needs to do right now, raise his vibration to the feeling of exhilaration, celebration, joy at being free. You will be able to walk without panting. You'll be able to run. Do all the things that you always wanted to do. But you must raise your vibration and keep it high. And then your body will just smile all over and absorb the healing and keep it going. Something like this that's been lifelong, of course, is going to take an ongoing healing that may last for a couple days or even a couple of weeks. All right, they're finishing with the capillaries. And they're pulling, I'm seeing that they're pulling everything out. They're doing the blue and silver light to take, carry away all the toxins and all the residue, dead cells, the residue from there. It's like they've cleaned, you know, when you have a pile of dirt after you sweep the floor, that's what they're doing. They're clearing it all away. I'm seeing the arteries and veins are like a clear stream, a beautiful clear stream flowing freely. All right, Daniel, it is done. So we want to hear from you, how you're feeling, what wonderful things you're doing. And we are done with Daniel. So let's move on to the next person. I did get a call from Mary, and I think she said she was going to be on the call. This is Mary. I should give people the where the person's from, Burr Ridge, Illinois. I think we're going to ask in the future, too, that we have your first and last name so I can identify which Mary when we get results from people. A lot of people, their email is not the same as their name, so it gets confusing. So we're going to change that. Okay. I think she wrote me with more symptoms, but this is what I have here already is fine. We can work with this because the Arcturians and Sananda and Mother, Father, God do the scan themselves. They don't depend on what we say. The description that I use is just for all of us to focus and to get the sense of who Mary is and what she needs. So we're sending, she has pain in her feet and in her knees, her legs, carpal tunnel in her hands, cataracts, and high blood pressure. So I think she has other symptoms as well, but these sound like systemic problems. So they're going to do a complete healing for Mary, which they, of course, do for everyone, but they will focus on the areas that are the most serious difficulties so that they start there first, and they will decide which those are. They are working on her feet, her knees, her legs, her arms. And, of course, high blood pressure is an imbalance in the body that is often brought on initially by anxiety. When we are anxious and now they're working now on Mary as I'm speaking to you. First, they're doing a scan that I've described to people that looks like the printer. When the light goes across the printer and back, they're doing a scan like that. And when they do that, they can literally see right through your body. They can see where the blockages are. They can see, and the scan apparently also activates your immune system. Oh, they're telling me, oh, this is very interesting. They're telling me the scan identifies any foreign substance in the body and is used to calibrate their healing tools. For instance, if they find any cancer cells, the scan will identify the cancer cells and give them a reading of the vibrational, the electromagnetic signature of those cells that need to be removed. They then calibrate their tools, their healing wands, to that frequency, and it just completely eliminates the cancer cells, just zaps only the cancer cells. It's like it sends an electrical healing, an electrical charge that zaps the cancer cells, and then they can be reabsorbed by your body. Interesting. So the scan has several purposes. It activates your immune system. Well, it also does the reading. And then they know how to proceed and what to begin with. So they're working on the inflammation that has caused the pain in her feet and her legs and the carpal tunnel in her hands. And they're saying, and they're explaining cataracts to me now. The cataract are a film that accumulates on the lens of our eye. They're saying it is, often it is exacerbated by an imbalance in the acid-alkaline systems, which makes the residue that's circulating in our lymph system stickier, makes the lens more so that this residue can stick to it. So it's like a film over your lens. I think they're playing with me. One of them just got out a squeegee. A squeegee and a, what do you call that, you know, the you clean the windows with? The rubber? The rubber thing that you use to clean the windows. So they're saying they're going to squeegee her lenses and then do a, with the rubber. What is that called? Do you know what they call that?
The window cleaner.
Yeah, the rubber
thing. We've all used them, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. They were joking with me, I think, but they're saying they're going to clean her lenses.
They don't need Windex either.
All right. Well, they were showing me a bottle of, you know, their spring cleaning the windows. So they're going to do a treatment that's like that. To help her improve her vision. So she should see an improvement in her vision. And she also needs to work on her diet and the acid-alkaline balance in her diet, which means more vegetables and fruits, less protein, meat, eggs, milk. And that will help shift her balance. And they're also sending her, now all the healers are all, I described this to you in other calls, they're, the team, Sananda and Father God is stepping up to be at her head, and the others are surrounding her and literally fielding our energy. It's like they're gathering our energy and focusing it on her various chakras that need healing. And they're also sending it, our love from our hearts to her heart through them. So they add their power to our power, and it creates just a vortex of loving energy so that everyone on the call should be feeling that they're part of this, receiving that wonderful, powerful energy. And Mary is just being bathed in it like a honey bath. And I think she's on the call and she should be feeling fabulous right now. This is like the best spa treatment you ever saw. Okay, they're saying that's good. Mary should be feeling great. All right. I'm just going to make a note here so we carpal tunnel healed, cataracts. That was pretty funny. And high blood pressure. Okay, so Mary's going to have to work on not activating high blood pressure again. They can heal it. They can help you right now to be free of it, but you have to maintain it by breathing, by surrounding yourself with light, and keep it going. Okay, how are we doing? We have time for a couple more people, I think.
We have 47 minutes left.
Perfect. Good. Because we have quite a list of people that need healings. But others who are here with us experiencing this, if you have a similar problem, you can be healed simultaneously. All right, here is Jeff. Oh, he has a very specific problem. I forgot to tell you where he is. Well, he says his first name is Zoraida, so he's probably using his spirit name. He's in Miami. So, Miami, the team is assembling around you, and they're going to, I know they have a special treatment for this. He's saying he has a severe case of scoliosis of the spine since 2000. Now, he didn't say what caused it, but if it just began in 2000, it may be a result of an injury. It's about 4 inches to the right hip side, so that's a severe curvature. All right. He's saying thank you in advance. I hope you're here, Zoraida. They're doing a scan for you to see what the complications might be. Now, of course, this is going to take, this is going to make a large change in your body. So it needs to be done very gradually and carefully. So they're saying they will work with your spine to realign, but there are complications with the muscles, and they don't want to set off a huge spasm, so they're going to do it very gently. They're working their way from top to bottom to ease the muscles and the nerves all the way down the spine. They're using their healing wands. I see they're using crystals. So this is a case of having to... Now, they try to transmit to me what they're working on and how, you know, what techniques they're using so that people will know. I think they can't always explain to me because we don't even have the language or the technologies to understand it, but it looks to me like they're doing something like a massage to ease and loosen the muscles, because with this big of an adjustment, the muscles all have to realign and readapt, and the cartilage, all of the connections. So they're down to his mid-spine. So they're telling me they're going to do a partial correction for you, Zoraida, to let your body acclimate to the change, and that then they will continue this process over the coming week. So they're gently working with the muscles, the nerves. This has been 13 years. So your body has realigned and adapted. It must be painful. So they're saying they're going to work gently and constantly. They will give you a rest while you're sleeping. And during your waking hours, they're going to continue this. It's almost like a chiropractic adjustment, but they're working on all of the nerves and the muscles. So that your whole body is going to need to realign. Your hips, your legs, your sacrum. All are being shifted and moved and realigned. So they're saying they can give you a partial adjustment today and you're going to feel it. You're going to feel a big change. And they'll continue during the week. And they're working on your legs, too, to reactivate the nerves. It looks like you've had some, irritation to the nerves in your legs. They're soothing that and reducing the inflammation, removing the inflammation. You're going to be walking freely. You're going to be playing basketball if you want very soon. So you'll need to work with it, get lots of rest. And as you're resting, if you can rest during the day, you will feel the warmth and the love that's being poured down over you. And just soak it in. Just let it completely soak in, because they're working with the most basic connections, nerves, muscles, bones. They're showing me, they're realigning them. The muscles have to be tugged on one side and brought up on the other. So the muscles that need to be stretched to do this healing, they're going to do gradually. And they have their healing wands that are soothing and easing the healing as they move things around, helping the muscles to ease and lengthen. On the other side, helping the muscles to relax and go back to their normal state. All right, they're saying they're going to continue working with you, Zoraida. So you're going to be feeling this ongoing healing at least for several days and maybe for the whole week. And we'd like to hear from you about the experience of this healing. So, wonderful. Zoraida from, did we say Miami? Yes. We send you health and strength. So he's going to need to have to do some strengthening and maybe some exercise, too, to get him back into shape. All right, let's move on. Here's Peggy, who said she's not going to be available today and she'd like to have an evening. So we will... we'll leave her on the list and do the next evening for her. Let's go to Nicole. Okay, Nicole is in Costa Mesa, which is out west, I think. We've changed this. I think, Phyllis, you changed, or no, did you change it? No, my webmaster changed it so that we're getting the state that people are in so I can keep people straight. All right, Nicole from Costa Mesa. Let's see. Urgent. Okay. Now, I think... Oh, my goodness. I think this may be the Amy's daughter. I'm not sure. I hope I have this straight. I'll have to look it up again, but let's try. She's saying this is urgent. She's been had a bipolar disorder for 14 years, mental illness, drug meth, crystal meth addiction for 8 years, alcohol, cigarette addictions for 14 years, addiction to suffering, very poor health, depletion of nutrients that goes with these addictions, chemical imbalance, yes, eating disorder for 11 years, entities, implants, constantly being targeted, 22 hospitalizations, given dangerous meds of all kinds. She's Palladian. Well, yes, this sounds like someone who has been targeted. All right, this is going to be a special kind of healing where we're going to call in the team, the Arcturian team that works with implants. They are aware that these were entities in implants. So Nicole maybe has had so much of this that she has... sort of succumb to the feeling that she is sick and that there's something fundamentally wrong with her. That's the challenge when you have these kinds of implants and dark entities. And it seems like it's been going on a long time. So let's see what they can do for Nicole in Costa Mesa. They're gathering around her. I think that she's in the hospital now. And of course, there is no hospital, especially a mental hospital, that knows how to do this. Unfortunately, they're the ones who should be the experts in removing dark entities, because people who are severely mentally ill, I believe, are probably most often and maybe always under attack by dark entities. Well, they're saying she has a number of them, and they go back a very long time. And it has been her life's work. Oh, goodness. It has been her life's work to protect others by absorbing and carrying these dark energies. I think this is often the case with people who are bipolar. They're absorbing and carrying these dark energies and implants. Oh, and she has a reptilian, at least one. Very large, very ugly, adult, fully formed reptilian. They look like, I wish I should try to draw these things. They look like something like a cross between a crocodile and a primitive creature with a long neck and a kind of beaky looking face. And they're going to go after the big reptilian entity first. And when they do this, a lot of Nicole's symptoms are going to disappear, because this thing has been latched onto her, and it's big and it's fat. So it has been creating these feelings of craving. Depleting her energy, depleting her resources. It's been feeding off her. Oh, these are so strange. This one is, it's almost cocky. It's like, you're not going to get me to leave. Other people have tried. Well, they don't know who they're up against here. So everybody, send your energy right. Feel it coming down through your crown chakra into your heart, and aim it right to Nicole. Sananda, Father God, and Saint Germain are sending, oh, there's a tremendous wave of energy to sustain and strengthen Nicole while they remove this. Oh my goodness, she was a shadow of herself. This thing has just depleted her tremendously. I've never seen such a fat one. This kind is not, it's different from what I've seen before. This one is not so much a teeth and claws. It's not like it's attached to a lot of places. It's more like it's just in her solar plexus, which would have been affecting her will, her digestion. So all these feelings of cravings and addictions, this thing has just been delighted and pleased about causing her all this trouble. So the Arcturians have a special way of dealing with this kind of entity. It's a being with a soul. And it has dedicated itself to depleting and destroying Nicole. she's been fighting it. She's been fighting back, but it's, well, it looks like it's literally tipped the balance. It's almost as if it weighs more than she does. So they are carefully removing this, and this is one that they can talk to. It's so, like, fat and overfed. It's almost complacent. Usually these reptilians are nasty and all teeth and claws, but this one is sort of, it's listening. So they're going to escort it away. It will be given a choice. It can be restored to a being with a heart in contact with its soul, or it can be dispersed, and it is being given a choice. And this is very rare, but it looks like this one is going to choose to go to the light. Wow. This says something important about what Nicole has been doing. In spite of this depletion, she still maintained a connection to her heart, and it had an effect on this creature.
Mm-hmm.
It subdued it. And her constant sense of being connected to God had an effect on this creature. Well, blessings to you, Nicole. How brave of you. You know, we've heard all the souls must be saved. All of us must ascend. Well, Nicole has rescued one of the bottom feeders, one that probably would have not found its way to the light. Now they're doing another scan. There are some implants. A black box. They're showing me a black box. Another thing that has a, looks like it's in her intestines, has a screw of some kind in it. She must be tremendously strong to have even survived this. I think her mother is listening, and if you are, we send her our love and our gratitude. They're saying there are more implants, and that they are going to proceed with the removal of these. There's one in her brain. Would have made her thoughts disorganized and and it does say she had an eating disorder. That would have been that monster that was in her, connected with her intestines and her stomach. It was getting fat while she was starving. She will be able to be off her meds, and she will be absolutely healed. They're saying they can remove all of these things and that she will be completely healed, and she will have no more addictions. Now, her thinking has been so programmed by, they're showing me a black box in her brain, so her thinking has been programmed to be in despair
to try to discourage her, to try to defeat her. So she's going to need to know that she can completely let that go. She never has to go back to another dark thought. So it's important that she hear this description. Perhaps she can listen to this healing session and know that they are completely removing all of these entities. Now, people may have said they saw them, but didn't actually remove them. So the Arcturians are really skillful at this. They remove it, and they take it away. They encapsulate it. They protect the person who's had the removal, and they protect us. So it cannot come back. It can't do its dirty business anymore. So she will be completely freed, completely healed. And they're saying they're going to leave, they're going to go on. The team will remain with Nicole and finish this healing so that they have scanned and removed every single dark entity and implant. And she will be completely healed. So they're saying we can go on with other people. And they will remain with Nicole and continue this treatment. All right, I'm just going to make a note. I hope we'll hear from you. And if there are any questions, Nicole can contact me. But first she should listen to this this recording so that she will know exactly what was done. All right, Nicole. Blessings to you. You deserve some relief, which she will have. All right, we have Dean on deck. He's from Northland, New Zealand. Oh, I hope, let's see, I think he's probably about 12 hours or 13 hours from us. I hope this is a good time for him. I'm not sure that he got the message for this. I've noticed that when I send out emails to people with urgent, please open this, only half the people I send it to ever open it. So I'm not sure what's happening with these, you know, the people who signed up to be healed. It's important that you pay attention because those, especially those who signed up early, Dean was signed up on July 19th. So let's see what he says. Okay. He's booked for a hip replacement. So let's see if we can heal his hip. I know there are a lot of people out there who have similar problems. His left hip is totally worn, bone on bone, severe pain for 3 years. X-rays have confirmed it. He's booked for a total hip replacement. So let's see if we can give him a total hip replacement instead. All right, let's focus on Dean in New Zealand. The team is looking at his hip. Now, you know, our healers, our masters can bilocate. They can be in two places at once. They can still be working with Nicole and also come and help us with Dean. Mother, Father, God are saying Mother God is going to stay with Nicole. She needs a lot of soothing and a mother's touch, so I think it's her mother who called in the healing team to help her daughter. So Mother God is responding. And she's going to stay with Nicole and help her to heal from all these dreadful addictions and implants. All right. Meanwhile, they're working on Dean. So Dean's hip. They're doing their scan. They're saying, yes, it is. There are worn spots, and the cartilage is damaged and worn. So they're, they have a technique where their light, their crystals, and their light helps to boost your immune system. And in response, the immune system starts cranking out cells that are now being directed directly to the hip joint through the bloodstream. And they are being implanted, like right onto the surface. Dean, I hope you're lying down. Although they can do it anyway, but it'll make it easy for them. These little cells are literally being implanted on the surface of the where the cartilage belongs. And they're showing me it's like plastering. They're plastering one very thin layer at a time is being covered. It's like a thin layer film of cartilage cells being attached to the bone surface. Now they're doing this on both sides. They're doing this in the hip joint itself, and they're doing it on the ball joint of the hip. So they're doing one layer at a time. Like a very thin layer of cells attached to the bone, and then a thin layer of cells attached to that layer. And they're building it up gradually as the cells come like an army through the bloodstream, being sent right to the hip joint, and then directed. And meanwhile, we have our team. They're showing me the rays of light coming from us. It looks like, what they're showing me is it looks like the loving energy that we're sending from our hearts is being carried across the grid. And it's coming to them in like rays. And they're just directing it and pouring it over Dean. And this is going to help heal the pain as well. So he's getting a shower of love and light. And any of you who have had a similar problem to Dean, simply put yourself in alignment with Dean, and you will be healed simultaneously. So Dean is the surrogate, let's say. So as Dean is being healed, those of you who have a similar problem in your hip, you can ask to be healed at the same time. And you'll feel your own immune system gathering steam, sending the little healing cells. You'll feel the plastering job where they're putting layers and layers of these cells. Now Dean's is building up. And they're saying there was a bit of an anomaly in that hip to the shape of the shape of the ball joint and the shape of the hip bones were a little bit out of alignment with each other, so it created this wear and tear. So they're building up the cartilage in areas where how can I describe this? So that the ball joint is being held firmly in place without any friction and without any slippage. So, Dean, you've just had a hip replacement. Only you get to keep your original one, which is even better. So you don't have to worry about the months of healing from the hip surgery. We want to hear from you, Dean. Let us know how you're feeling. Well, we only have 15 minutes. Maybe we can... We have two things that we want to do. We want to do a healing pulse for the planet, and maybe we can do one more healing. Let's see if we have time. You have some questions there, don't you, Phyllis?
Yeah, there are two people holding. One's been holding for almost an hour.
All right.
I didn't know what.
Why don't we do that?
Can you take them? Do you want to take one of them?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Area code 360, ending with 5431. I'm opening your line. Your name, please.
My name is Edward Fun. I'm from Washington State.
Okay,
first
Edward.
All,
you.
Pardon me.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart, Catherine, for your service. It is immense to hear you describe all that's going on, because it has affected me in ways of healing.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I'm just so thankful. I'm welling up with emotion.
Yes, I hear that. It makes me feel that way, too. Can you tell us what healing effects you've had and how you're doing now?
I broke my back in January of 1965.
Mm.
Was paralyzed from the chest down, and the neurosurgeon said, I'll never walk again.
Uh-huh.
When he told me that, it was just within me that it came out. I shook my finger at him and said, Doctor, don't you ever say that to me again.
Right.
I said, we'll see about that. I had no idea that it would take this long.
Oh.
But that's been 48 and a half years ago. But I'm just going to fill in the quick things.
Uh-huh.
But I did walk out of that hospital on crutches in 10 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Edward. And what effects have you had from this healing session, from these sessions?
Well, I've been dealing with healing for some time with different things, but it never seemed to be the right time. I think timing has a lot to do with this. From what you're
mm-hmm.
doing right now is so valuable, so important, so incredibly wonderful. I'm so grateful for all the people, because as I'm going through this, I sign up to be a healer and to be healed. But
mm-hmm.
with that, I think it's so incredibly important that you get feedback and that the world gets feedback on what's happening.
Yes, it is important.
I can feel many of the things that's happened to these other folks, and I'm so grateful. It makes me smile and chuckle at times to feel some of the things. even today, as you've talked about these, just this last one, the same thing. I have a hip issue right now. Let me go to this one quickly.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday morning early, I had a dream. Now, remember, we've gone through a few sessions by that time.
Mm-hmm.
During the dream, I was told that I was healed.
Oh, I'm getting chills.
On the 12th, during that session on the 12th, then we were told all must accept our help from the healers.
Yes.
You know, I've gone through so many different issues, and now they are resolving. One, my left leg has now completely healed up. It's no longer, there is no longer drainage there.
Oh. That's huge.
I do use AFOs, brace on my legs at this point, but I was led to take the one off my left leg at that time, and I went without it until yesterday. During that time, my leg was being healed up. I could not get it to heal up with that being on and other compressing hose that I had to have, where you know of that. But that is healed up. I was told to put it back on for stability right now because my legs would need to rejuvenate from the atrophy that I've had, you see.
Right, right.
So, it's
incredible. Oh, Edward, this is fabulous. You're right. We need to document this.
You do,
so,
and I wanted to call in for two reasons. To encourage the people that are involved and that are listening to this to do it, to listen, believe it. We have to believe what's going on and be positive about it. You've got to get past the negativity of where you are and believe that you're being healed and see that.
You've had injuries to your leg or the irritations on your legs that were...
Well, it's because of the...
from the braces?
That was another thing. Yes, part of it was from that.
And they're being... and they've been healed.
I have no drainage on my left leg or right leg, either one, at this time. I'm so grateful because it's the evidence, you see, that needs to be shared that this is the work of divine healing.
Yes.
And thank you, Catherine, for your service. I want people to know that we have to be positive about this thing, understand it, because negativism will destroy people.
Yes.
Edward, Father God, as Dora has been telling us this, I've heard him tell us this for well over 2 years, and now it's coming true. It was always true. We just didn't know it.
Yes.
We just didn't know it. But what I do know now is we only have 6 minutes left, Catherine.
Okay. Thank you, Edward. Will you send me an email, please, where you specifically document the things that you have seen being healed since you started on these calls?
I will try to do that. I'm not much of a typist, but
you can write it out in longhand. It doesn't matter as long as we can read it.
Right. So we definitely want to document it.
For one thing, I'm feeling with you, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
I have nearly a doctorate in counseling psychology.
Hmm.
I went back to school. I started school. That was one of my goals when I broke my back.
Mm-hmm.
That I would walk again. That I would be back
and
to
you
work
did.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would serve again. So.
And you are doing that at this moment, too. Thank you so much for calling in and for telling people.
I wanted to tell you this quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I would have written a book a while back. I was led to. It would have been called The Art of Giving Yourself Away. In other words, how do we serve one another? So
mm-hmm.
that's just something we have to do on a daily basis, though.
It's not too late to write the book. You're going to be feeling a lot better.
But I've been told to do that after I waited a while. It came to me again. It was spoken to me that if I wasn't going to write the book, then I need to go out and live it one day at a time.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I was doing after I quit full-time work. The title would have been The Art of Giving Yourself Away.
Well, let's have that in mind for all these sessions. We're going to have to go so we can do a quick healing pulse for the planet.
Thank you,
and
Edward. I'm going to put you on
at that. Thank you. I look forward to your email letting us know how you're doing. Wow. That was wonderful.
We have one more question, Catherine. Do we have time for this? Plus
no,
the healing?
No, I don't think we do.
Okay, maybe next time.
Yeah. Whoever is on the line, make sure you call back. We're going to do a very quick healing pulse for the planet. I'm going to call on Father God, and the recording may be cut off, but the rest of us can stay on the line, and you'll be able to hear it. So I'd like to ask Father God to come in, and he will speak through me. Yes, beloved Master. Here he is. Okay, let's do our healing pulse. This will go out to all those on the call and all those around your planet as well. We will begin. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, you will feel the energy through your brain, through what we term your vault of knowledge, your ears, your eyes, all those who have had trouble with their vision, it is healed. Hearing problems, you will not need your hearing aid. It is healed. Now we go down through the throat, the neck, the thyroid. We will do this quickly. What you term your spinal column, your chest, your heart, what you term your organs, your stomach, your liver, pancreas, all the inner, what you term organs of your body will be healed, finished. No more disease. Those who may have cancer in their bodies, healed. Your shoulders, the ball joint, what you term your
rotator cuff eased, healed. You will feel it healing as you go through the week. All pain will be gone. It is done. Spinal issues will be straightened. Hips, legs, what you term knees, calf, and ankle problems, arthritis, what you term fibromyalgia, other diseases of the joints, healed. The arms, upper arms, elbows, hands, carpal tunnel, what you term the small joints in your hands. No more arthritis, no more fibromyalgia. Those who have nervous system diseases, what you term MS, healed. All your body is now in the light and love of our healing pulse. It is done. And this goes out to all across the planet as well. We send you love, peace, joy, harmony, and great, great love to you and your family. So be it. Now, thank you, everyone. All the healers, thank you for your good work. Thank you, Phyllis. And we will see you in our next group, which I believe is tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday, I think it's scheduled for 11 o'clock. You can check the my website. I hope we haven't been cut off. Are you there, Phyllis?
Yeah, I was muted. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, good. Yeah. 11 o'clock tomorrow, and I will be sending out another email to all the healers and to all the people who are on deck to remind them to be there tomorrow. Okay. Thank you all. What an interesting time. It's always something new and different. And thank you, Father God, for the healing pulse. So we say so long for now until tomorrow at 11. Bye-bye, Phyllis. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Catherine. We'll talk soon.
Yes. Before you hang up, let me make sure I have you in my cell phone. I should have you on speed dial. So we will talk again and see if we can iron out some of the logistics.
Yeah.
Problems here.
Yeah, I'll call you. I have your host number. That's where you are now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1-863. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right.
Bye.
So long, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.